Welcome to the Hillingdon Hospital's NHS Foundation Trust podcast, a series of conversations with different members of staff to highlight some of the great work they're doing and aiming to give you, our staff, an insight into what's happening across the Trust. Brought to you by the Communications and Engagement team. Okay, let's get into today's conversation.
We're here today to talk about a new practical tool to reduce delays for patients called SAFER. SAFER is being implemented in some adult wards in our hospitals. Here today is Zeenat Ijaz, a consultant in care of the elderly in Franklin Ward. She's here to tell us what SAFER is and the difference that SAFER has made so far to Franklin Ward. First of all, what is SAFER, patient bundle?
Hi, so the SAFER bundle consists of early senior patients reviews by midday, so the decisions can be made about whether or not the patient can go home, making sure that we're talking about the estimated discharge date to help the flow of the patients, allow patients to be discharged efficiently to ensure safety and improving flow of patients. SAFER itself stands for S is for senior review, so that all the patients had a senior review by midday. That would help their management plan. A is for all patients to have an expected discharge date and clinical criteria for discharge, which has been set early to avoid any delays. F is for the flow of the patient to commence at the earliest opportunity from the time they've been assessed, in ED to the inpatients and the wards, so that everything is in place by 10 a.m. when they first arrive in the ward. Early discharges, that is for the E, which means 33% of the patients will be discharged from base inpatient wards before the midday. That's what this will implement. And R is for a review, which is a systematic multidisciplinary team review of patients with extended length of stay, which is presumably more than 7 days.
Well, that all sounds like great objectives. What were the main issues in the beginning when it was implemented, and why did we need it?
So variation in the ward practice was leading to inefficient patient flow and patient care. Like unnecessary delays in discharging patients was resulting in higher length of stay, lack of standardized processes or processes which were not followed consistently, like ward rounds, uncoordinated communication, information about the patient care didn't always flow smoothly within and between the teams, like a medical, nursing, pharmacy team, therapy team, everything, so that everybody is on the same page, and lack of confidence with the ward processes internally and externally. That was all resulting in duplication and repetition.
So it sounds like the objective is to be as efficient as possible.
Yep.
What impact has it had on patient flow and experience on your team members?
So it helped greatly with the patient flow. It improved communication within the team, helped in planning ahead for the patients. Patient discharges have gone down from 15 to 19 patients per week. 6 week rolling average, and the average length of stay is around 10 days. SAFER has ensured a daily focus on getting patients discharged with the information presented in a more visual manner on Nerve Center, because we were using Nerve Center for our as a board for the ward. Mm-hmm. Increased focus on sick patients and patients for discharge. Regular emphasis on nurse-led discharges in the board round so that we can put in a proper criteria. Regular emphasis for all the clear plans for all patients, and ward administrator found transport method being documented on the Nerve Center useful and more efficient for booking transport as well. So everything to just avoid delays.
Yeah, makes sense. But what challenges did you face and how did you overcome them?
So the most challenging thing has always been the staffing, as at times we've been short-staffed, nurses, doctors, therapists, everywhere. And that did hugely affect the outcomes. It also affected us having, our problems with doing afternoon meetings, board rounds. That has always been a challenge because we didn't have enough staff to attend to those meetings. But we have tried with better communication to make it work within the team, having designated one person just to have a quick update, you know, in the afternoon, to make sure everything has been, you know, communicated and done with.
Okay, sounds great. And you're one of the first wards to get this SAFER program on it. What advice would you give to other wards starting their journey with this process?
So the best thing I can advise from my experience is that communication within the team is the key. And good ward leadership is needed to support staff to implement and sustain those improvements. A well-led and properly communicated MDT approach within the team is the real key to success. And I want to thank our Franklin team who have been really working very hard to make it better every day. And that includes everyone, to be honest, our ward manager who's been there every day, our pharmacist who's helped us in preparing the TTAs in advance, our therapy team who's worked really hard, and our doctors, even when they're short staffed. So everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Well done to the Franklin team and everybody involved in the process and the project to get this implemented. The SAFER process continues to be rolled out throughout the Trust on various wards. To find out more, look at our news on our public website, if you're a member of the public, and the staff intranet for more information.
So, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please do join in the conversation about this episode, tag us in social media, and send us any other comments, and let us know your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.